And your producer, me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's true.
For goodness sake, I didn't miss you guys. Welcome back to another episode of The Recording Show. I'm your producer, Finn, and your host, Renton, Mike Bray. Another episode. And then it will be Greg's to be the second recorder, right?
Yep.
So, take it away, my brothers.
It's all we need. It's just that last bit. Take it away, my brothers. Colors of the world are reborn, every people of the world, allow me to welcome you to the Spice Level. It's the one, it's the only place you're going to find two blokes from upstate New York talking about anything, everything. Gosh darn it, it's everything. Spice Girls from A to Zigazag. Ah. My name is Mike Martin. I'm the only person that you could find talking about this. Oh, you're wrong. I can't do it alone because I am joined by the one, the only. He's the only co-host I could have. His name is?
I'm Brent Kelly.
Brent Kelly. Hey, man.
How you doing, buddy?
Welcome back.
Yeah, exactly.
I am so excited. We are back. We are chatting. It's Mel C time.
It is.
And it's been a moment.
It has, yeah, yeah.
How you been?
I've been pretty good, yeah. I know you just got back from vacation.
Good. Hopefully
you had a good time, good weather.
Yeah, good vacation, relaxing, you know, no stress. Just got this.
Exactly,
yeah. Got this.
So we had a week off, and actually it worked out because I had a very stressful week last
week. Did you?
Yeah, work was crazy.
It sounds like you need some Mel Senior
lit. Exactly, exactly.
Keep yourself pumped up,
man. I would have had a hard time having time for this last week anyway, so it worked out, but we are back.
We are back, and we're going to talk about Mel C today.
Exactly.
And nothing says Mel C to me than, more to me than motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Mel C does today again.
Yep, it is.
Every song Mel C does brings some form of motivation.
They are, today, a lot of them are very like self-affirming or positive outlook.
Like it.
Yeah, very much so. I agree. I agree.
And today it's
Carolina. Carolina. Yeah.
Is it Lena?
That's how she says it in the song. When I look at it, it looks like Carolina.
Caroline. Like
North. Yeah.
She's
North Carolina.
She's the reason for the word. Just playing. Outcast.
Yes. Absolutely. All right. Let's jump into some numbers.
Yes, sir. Yes,
we have numbers. So this song only went to number 49 in the UK, which actually made it the first Melanie C song to not hit the top 40 there.
Really? That was...
Yeah. This is the first non-top 40 single from Melanie C. For her or the Spice Girls, I believe, at that point. But it did better in continental Europe. In Portugal, it was number one.
Portugal?
Yeah. Austria, 21. Germany, 28. Switzerland, 21. Italy, 34.
Huh.
Yeah. Number one in Portugal. Those Portuguese people love this song.
But not in the UK.
Not in the UK. 49.
It's a good song, man.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I'm sorry.
I actually agree with you. It's one of these ones where it's kind of a head scratcher. Like, I didn't look up, you know, what the top 48 songs were that week. But
right.
One thing that I did see was this song was released the same week that they announced a Spice Girls reunion. So maybe it got a little bit lost in the shuffle. I would have thought.
Like, maybe there was some Spice Girls songs that kind of started to bop into the...
Could be, yeah. I mean, you would think maybe even the opposite. Like, hey, the Spice Girls come back. And by the way, here's this new song from Melanie C.
Right. Yeah, bring it in. And let's listen to Mel C. Listen to Mel B. Like, yeah,
exactly. Apparently not.
Emma. Where was she on that week?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Yeah, 2007? I don't know.
Hey, fans, let us know.
Exactly.
Give us a heads up.
Getting into the song, like I said, this one's interesting, though, because it feels like usually when she's singing these self-affirming positive songs, they are about herself, whereas this one she's singing,
projecting it in some fashion.
Like, it's like she's telling a story about a character that isn't her, but could it be based on her?
I mean, 1,000%. I mean, if you when we get to the music video, of course, but the music video also includes. I think this is the first time you see somebody that's not a correct. Spice Girl.
Yes,
a Mel C.
Yep,
an Emma. It is focused on somebody else.
Is this focused on someone else? 100%. Yes, exactly. So I did find a quote from her. She had an interview on Loose Women. She says she wrote this song after watching a documentary set in America about young kids living in the streets, and that the danger of homelessness was something that always scared her in her childhood. So like I said, it's kind of both. Like she's telling a story about a character, but right. also maybe reflecting a little bit of herself in that.
Again.
Right. Not,
good. You know what?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, even just from scrolling through some YouTube comments, a lot of, hey, I heard this song when I was 12 and it really helped me out. Hey, this song meant a lot to me when I was a teenager. That kind of stuff.
I feel, I'm going to put it out there now. This song, this version of whatever she's been trying to do, because she's been trying for a lot of time.
Yeah.
Through all the albums to find that song that has that vibe. I feel like, you know what? This is that song.
I think you're right.
I like she hits a mode and there's things that happen in the music video where when she puts her hands out and what have you, and we'll get to it, of course.
Yep.
But I feel like she finally accomplished that, like, you're not alone vibe.
Yeah.
And we were talking about before we started recording where we didn't know for sure if Mel is with a spouse, like married to a spouse, and if she has somebody in her life consistently.
Right.
And as of right now, as we record right now, I don't know.
Right. Like I said, she's had a couple of long-term relationships.
Yeah. We could vet that if we wanted to, but
she's never gone down the aisle.
Right.
So.
And so it just feels like this, don't worry, you got this.
Yep.
We've got this.
Yep. Yeah.
And I think that's a good way to put it.
I think we got this is a good way to put it.
It's a scary thought.
It is.
Because it's not a, you know, we're together. It's a, I've got this myself thing. That's tough, man.
I agree. 100%.
So.
Just a couple lyrics I pulled.
Yeah.
Running for the train, take her far away from everything she knows and the way they make her feel, she leaves today. Carolina, you travel so far, trying to escape the pain, start again where you are. So it's a lot of, you keep following your star. Nobody said you're beautiful. You're beautiful the way you are. Keep following your star.
Rad. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And also, of course, it made me think of Northern Star, her first album. So yeah, there's a lot of, it's almost no matter where you are, look inside yourself.
Yeah.
And you can find that strength to carry on.
That's tough, man.
Yeah, oh, it is. Absolutely, it is.
That's where I think Carolina is the good version of all the things we've kind of been like.
Yeah.
Well, at least I know I've been the joking, like, every album she produces, she comes out with the motivational, you've got this song.
Yep.
This one feels like it's the motivational song. Like
I had not thought of that until you just said it, but I agree. I think this is kind of the culmination in that. All those songs before led up to this one, and this is a really good song. It's again, it's one of those like head scratches, like, man, only 49.
I don't know that boo hit. Thank you, Portugal. I guess.
Yeah, thank you, Portugal. Exactly.
You ever been to Portugal?
I've never been to Portugal. I'm sure it's very lovely. It's supposed to be very pretty.
We need to do like a Europe tour.
Absolutely.
You and I.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
One stop. Hit big city, why not?
Exactly. All right, so music video?
Yeah.
Directed by Tim Royce on May 3rd, 2007, which is actually, May 3rd is the exact day this episode's going to come out.
Holy guac.
So there's some good synergy there.
What? 2007?
Yeah, 2007. Now, on a down note, this is apparently the final video he directed before he died after being hit by a car in Manhattan.
Holy guac!
I know.
Wait, what?
What a bummer.
Brett!
Right? But
cool. Tell me more, please.
We have seen his work before. He directed the Melanie C video for I Want Candy.
Yep.
And The Moment You Believe, which is the one take video where she's walking through the studio that we loved so much.
Dude!
He directed both of those, and he directed Emma's Free Me video.
But he didn't do Maybe.
He did not do Maybe. No. That would have been the
That would have been,
I know, the cherry on top.
Quintessential. Just
absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, I'll miss you every day, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he did a good job. Oh. This video, it had the same. This video portrayed exactly what the song was. Like,
yeah.
I feel like whatever Mel C was trying to push out for the song, the video did it very well also.
100%.
Because it wasn't, there was, it was not Spice Girl focused.
Right.
It was not Mel C focused. Right. It was somebody else, they're going through things, and this is what it's about. Mm-hmm. Even though there is Mel C, and don't get me wrong, Mel C freaks me out in the song because she shows up randomly.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
Yeah.
And she popped up, what was it? No, it was Mel C creeping out on the mirror. Oh my gosh, yeah. Why did Mel C keep popping up on here?
Yep.
So
she does keep popping up in the mirrors. Absolutely.
That's the vibe. So good job, director, Monsieur Verday.
Exactly.
You did great, but spooked me.
Yeah, so to your point, it starts with Carolina waking up in a bed. The house is a mess. She looks like she's regretting some decisions.
And the dark colors again with the Mel C. Mel C likes the dark colors. Yes,
absolutely, yeah.
And this one does have that.
Yeah. And then she's kind of checking herself out in a little, you know, pocket mirror. And then Melanie C pops up in the reflection. And then it cuts to Melanie C singing the song, I think, at the party that happened the night before in this house.
Yes. Yes.
So
you got that vibe too. Yeah, good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And she is, Melanie C is like dancing hard while she's singing this song. And then we keep getting shots of Carolina though. So even this party's happening, she's not happy. There's a lot of shots of her in bed with her boyfriend. She's not happy.
Right. There are glasses of wine everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
They have the cut to her feet where she's got like the awkward feet where it's like almost like pushing against each other on the ankles.
Yep.
Like, choices were made.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like even if fun is happening around her, she's not really participating in it because she's in a dark place. And you even see Carolina trashing her room, throwing stuff all over the place. And then something I read on Wikipedia is that Melanie C is supposed to be the guardian angel of Carolina in this video. So she's showing up in her reflection when she's trying to look at herself. And then at the end, when she's like at her lowest point, trashing the room, Melanie C shows up and she can see her, quote unquote, in person. And then she does the thing where she like holds out her hands and spreads them.
It's the ending is very sweet.
Yes,
it is.
It is. It is.
Because it's very much. I think Mel C is changing from I need to find myself to it's okay to try to find yourself.
Yeah,
and that's the new version of Mel C that we're seeing here. Mm-hmm. It's not she's not at the skate park, Mel C.
Yes,
I was at the skate park. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can do it by yourself.
Yep.
So that's where I think this Mel C is coming in.
Yep. I agree with that. And then there's a really clear shot of the two tattoos on her arms.
Tats, man.
Yeah, it says love and happiness in Thai.
Is that what that is?
Yep.
Are they real?
I don't know. Let me see.
Have we seen any live? From the live videos, have we seen whether or not those tattoos are real or not?
Right. I feel like at this point we should know, but
we should. And the reason why I bring that up, well, at least part of it is I looked up live shows from Mel C while getting ready for this episode. And there's nothing but either festivals or DJ sets. And I think a DJ set would be really rad.
Yeah,
it would be, but I don't think that's right for us.
Right.
It's not right for us, and I don't have my passport yet, so...
Yeah, I think if we're going to do it, we're going to go to like
it's going
to
be a live show. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, I am looking at a couple pictures. I do not believe those two Thai tattoos are real. Those were...
Really?
Yeah, those were for the video. I believe someone can correct me if I'm wrong.
Melanie!
Oh, no. Okay, and I got it. I am 100% wrong. They're right there. Yes. Stop typing your tweet or email at us. I found a better shot. Yes, they are on her. They are on the inside of her wrists. Yes.
Live video.
Yeah, I was going to say live.
You see some?
Yeah.
That's what we're here for, man. We got this. You're good.
So I actually found quite a few.
There's
for this
a
one.
Bunch of them, man.
There's been a couple weeks.
She did lately. Not hesitate to play this live.
There's a couple times where we only saw like twice.
2007.
Yeah,
2007, 2012. Got a bunch.
Yep.
Where you at?
First one I watched was Isle of Wight Festival.
Yep.
2007.
So many awkward crowd dancers loving this song.
Yep.
I loved it.
Huge crowd, too.
Big crowd. Wow. It's a festival show.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what it is. And she's playing at like 3 p.m.
Yeah, we've seen songs from this set before, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
And she's singing live. She's got some backup vocals on this one.
Red pants.
I have to say, and this may be, that is the biggest fly I've ever seen in my life. Holy cow. That is not what I was going to say. Not my favorite live vocals from her on this one.
Which is weird. It was a festival.
Yeah.
It was a festival show.
Yep.
And like when you play a festival show at 3 p.m., I'll see bands that I like that are like, we're playing this festival, and they're playing at, 2:30.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
How much are we going to put into this?
Yeah.
Is it going to be full Mel C?
I don't even think it was like an effort issue or anything. I think, who knows what was going on. Maybe she was sick. Maybe she had just performed a concert the night before or whatever.
Right.
Because every other one I saw of this that was live sounded great. Yeah.
100%. So,
I am considering that just an off day for her because we have seen so many performances from her live that sound amazing. What else did you see?
There was also the Shepherd's Bush.
Yes, 2012.
2012?
Yep.
Leather pants.
Yeah, man.
Mel C.
Yeah, man.
No hesitation. She just goes.
I think we must have seen most of this concert at this point. Probably not all of it because our timeline, we're only in 2007, Melanie C, and this is 5 years later. But man.
Puzzle piece, everything. Like,
it's like
thus far.
It's like the point when we realized we had seen the whole Istanbul Spice Girls concert because we had covered every Spice Girls song at that point. So we must have watched the whole concert.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. We are a fan podcast.
Yes.
And we do appreciate everything. Like, we digest every song that we listen to and listen to all the live performances. But today, when I did go grocery shopping for a moment, I listened to all of Spice World
in
my car, windows down, and had the time of my life.
I almost did the same thing today.
I literally pulled out of my driveway
and
it was like, I don't know what I want right now. I don't know. And it was like, la, la, la.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes!
Yeah.
And I felt it and the windows were down and I drove to Tops like I was... freaking cloud nine.
Exactly.
So
the power music, right?
Well, it's tricky because we do this and we dissect it so much.
Yes.
And it's good to turn off.
Just enjoy it.
And just listen to it.
I agree.
And I least favorite song of that album was a banger. Just so you know.
They're all
good. What was the least favorite song?
The Pepsi song?
Yep. I don't remember the name of it.
I'm blanking, but yes, yeah. Yeah, that is, you're right. It's, in my opinion, the worst song on the album, and it's still a banger.
I was pulling out after I bought bread and what have you, and it's just, what's the name of that song?
Move Over.
Yep. Oh! Yep. And I pulled into the driveway, and Lady is a Vamp. I'm like,
it's such a good song.
Dude, I promise you. Just listen to it. Like, it's tricky dissecting the music the way we do because you can just drive and listen to something and you're like,
yep.
Oh, yeah. This is really fun effing music.
Yep. I 100% agree.
So, just so you know.
No, I love that. I love that a lot. One thing I noticed different from the Shepherd's Bush as opposed to the Isle of Wight Festival is this is 5 years after the song come out. So like you said, there's like awkward people at the festival because they've never heard it before.
Yeah.
She literally says, hey, here's my new single. People at Shepherd's Bush knew it.
Yes.
As soon as those first couple notes hit, they were hyped.
There are some performances that she does where people know and it's like, and they're singing every lyric with her.
Exactly.
And it's so much cooler.
Yep.
This is my new single. Because you don't want to see a band and be like, this is our new single coming out.
That's like, it's the trope at this point. Like, hey, this one's from our new album.
Oh, no.
Exactly. I have to say, I put this in my notes. This is fully in control performing Melanie C in 2012. She's so good at this point. Not that she's bad in 2007 or whatever it was.
She is the performer.
But oh my God, the level of comfort and control she has on that stage.
Dude.
You can tell how relaxed she is and she's having a great time.
Well, it's been 5 years. I mean, we talk about like...
Well, she's been performing on her own since 99.
Yeah.
So she's deep into this, but man, she is. Once she hits that point, I still think that point is between like 05 and 09 where yep. she really hits her stride. Once she's hit that stride, I love every performance she does.
It feels like the Spice Girls hit an awkward stage because they were told they were Spice Girls at 18, 19.
Yep.
Okay. You're growing up as an adult. Yep. 18, 19. Oh, yeah. I don't even know who the heck I am.
Nope.
Who the piss I am. I think Emma said piss, so I can say
yes,
piss.
Yes, she did, yes.
And then it's, now figure yourself out as a solo artist.
Yep.
And now perform live.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now get comfortable with it. Mel C finally got comfortable at 2012. Like, that makes sense.
I know.
Like,
and she's so good.
Yeah.
Well, she's so good.
I'm not comfortable being... I couldn't perform live right now.
No, like, not a chance. Not a chance. She clearly has all the reps under her belt at this point. She's comfortable. She's calm, cool, poised. She's fantastic. Did you see the Dome 2007 from German TV?
In-person sparklers is my one person. My one note. they had sparklers in the crowd.
I don't.
Which is and horrifying.
I don't think this one was live either.
Oh no!
Which it's a.
I didn't lip sync a thing. Now
the audio is out of sync a little bit. Again, this is like.
Yep.
This is a video from 17 years ago from regular television, so I give her the benefit of that I think it was the actual track, and that might not be her choice. It might be whatever show they're on in German TV. They might say, "Hey, we always play the real track, just so nothing goes wrong." She still has a good energy. She's dancing around. It was one of the very few Melanie C's where you're like, "Oh, she's not."
Every now and then, if you see a Melanie C that's not lip synced, that is lip synced, you're like, "Oh no, Mel,
exactly,
no.
Exactly." What else did you find?
There was the National Lottery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which had fireplaces.
Yes, sure did.
A whole bunch of fireplaces on screen.
Yep. Just, and that was live and she sounded great.
She sounded so good. And fog. And it was the cheesiest.
Yep.
Live video, but also well sung. Uh-huh. So I couldn't. The other one I did see was the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yes.
And I think that was my favorite of all of them.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Because it was just, there was something about the vibe. And she said something before after the performance, and I can't catch it now because there's 15 performances.
Yeah, exactly.
But there was something that she said during it. It was just like, I'm here. This is us. This is Mel C. And it felt so good.
We have seen a lot of that concert as well at this point.
Because it was
a very good one.
It was Hard Rock Cafe.
Yep. But yeah, that Hard Rock Cafe concert is always a good time.
Dude, it's...
Always enjoy seeing those.
It makes me sad. It makes me sad but excited because you see Hard Rock Cafe and you're like, oh man, was it like nearby? And it just says Hard Rock Cafe in Manchester. You're okay.
Yep,
fine.
I did find an acoustic where she sang it just acoustic.
Yeah.
And there was a guy playing an acoustic guitar. And so a couple of the performances, she's by herself. Sometimes she has like a backing singer. This guy was a backing singer, but he actually did some harmonizing with her. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the song, she's like singing the chorus. He's doing some ad-libs behind her, which is very interesting because usually she's the ad-libber in the Spice Girls. So it was kind of a cool performance.
Man.
I like that one. Now, I could not find this performance. I saw it listed on Wikipedia as a live performance she performed this song on. She apparently performed this song at the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York City, a.k.a. every indie wrestling company has ever been to Hammerstein Ballroom.
Of course.
Yeah, so I thought that was fun. I could not find the performance, though.
Oh! Yeah,
but I just thought that was a fun little convergence of some of our interests.
Man. We got to do that. We got to go see Mel C.
I know.
I think truly... Hey, Mel C., play a concert the same weekend that Emma's doing her Christmas thing.
Please, we'll be there.
And I'll go get my passport, and we can do a whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We say that every week, I think now.
Yeah, I think we do.
So now it's technically concrete that this needs to happen.
Make it happen, ladies.
Come on, help me out. Mm-hmm. Brent's met Mel C, though. Hey, bite your tongue. That's you've hung out with Sporty Spice.
That's
no,
true.
No.
That's true. I haven't seen her perform live, though. It's one thing to meet him. It's one another thing to hear him. Anyway.
She didn't play a song?
No. It was just, she was talking about the book.
No, so, I'm kidding.
It was an interview portion, and Jason Biggs was there for some reason. And
who? Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He was in the front row. Anyway.
Jeez Louise.
If you had to pick a favorite part of Carolina.
Yes.
This whole experience this week, what would you pick?
Dude, there's a moment when the chorus kind of hits. And the band, like, play, like, there's this bop moment where she's singing, like, right before the chorus. And it bops just in this right way where the music stops-ish.
Yep.
And it's something that, it's something that makes me want to keep creating music. Like, wow, nice. there's this tone to it. There, not a tone, it's the tempo. And it stops.
I know exactly what you mean,
I was like, the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, you should keep creating music. Like, I heard it.
Yep.
And that's, I was like, that's Mel awesome. C, that is exactly why you make music.
That's very cool.
So that was my favorite part, personally. What about you? What
was your favorite part? That's a great favorite part. Mine was a little more broad. It was just telling a story about someone else in one of her songs. Which, again, I think there's probably still elements of herself in there. But this whole character of Carolina and in the music video, because like you said, the music video was not focused on Melanie C at all.
No.
She was by far the second character in that video. So that was really cool. I thought it was a really cool twist on what we've seen so far from the girls. Yeah, we haven't seen, like you said today, we haven't seen it from any of the girls.
Yeah.
And rightfully so, the musician is the person who the music video is about. But this was cool that it was about somebody else.
It seems like Mel C is the type of person that has wanted to project music.
Yeah.
To say, hey, this song is for you.
Yep.
But this is one of those first times that it really feels like she's like,
yep,
my hands are off.
Yep.
Like,
and it's one of the cool things about how much music she has created.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're only doing one or two albums, then probably it's all gonna be about you, because when you're on album four, whatever this is at this point,
yeah,
you know, you can play like, hey, you know what, because actually that's something that Taylor Swift does. Some of her songs are about herself, of course, and some she says she writes about a character in her mind. It's not about herself. She's singing about someone else, but then other people can relate to it, and that's cool.
Concept songs and albums are very interesting because you can project your mindset, but it allows people to pick it up and digest it in a way that's not just like, this song's about Emma. Like,
yes.
It's like, oh, this is just a song about blank. And it really can add value to what you're putting into music.
And you can do it something like this, where Melanie C creates this character of Carolina to sing about. Or you have another, like, Sgt. Pepper album, where all the Beatles are different characters in that album.
1,000%, Brent. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
We've gotten off the topics. Oh,
that's okay.
Because it was our favorite.
Exactly. Part,
so, how would you rank Carolina?
Is it
possible right now?
I think so. I give this a spice level of one missed opportunity to see Melanie C at the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Yet.
I like it. What would you give a spice level for the song this
week? One passport that I'm going to be purchasing.
Yeah, there you go.
There's no question.
Do it.
That's
then we're ready to go whenever it happens.
No hesitation. I thought about it a little bit. I think earlier today or yesterday when I was watching it, I'm like, man, I was looking up tickets. That's where I was looking up, like, all of her DJ sets and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, how soon could we go? Like, is it possible to do just, you know, not 48 hours, 72 hours.
Sure.
Just
it is. It
go
is.
And back.
It is.
And it's doable. It's
is.
A doable
It absolutely
thing.
Is. 100%.
And so there we go. That's where I'm at. One passport.
I like it a lot. All right. It's time to walk.
Yep. I'm strolling.
We're over the spice rack. It's got a little dust on it because we haven't opened in a couple weeks. Oh, yep. It's still squeaky, though.
Yep.
All right. You're reaching in.
Yes.
Who or what or how or why is your spice of the week this week?
My spice of the week is going to be Hard Rock Cafe Manchester.
Oh, great choice.
Mel C.
Great choice.
There's something about everything that's going on there. There's tape on the acoustic guitars, too.
Yep.
Where, like, they're clearly, like, just wrapping in the pickups for the guitars, and it's this weird good vibe of a live show. It's Hard Rock Mel C.
I love it.
What about you?
You can
hold on. Hard Rock Mel C's right here.
Hard Rock Mel C is a fantastic spice. Mm-hmm. I am going to take a slightly different one. I'm going to take the acoustic spice / kind of sharing the spotlight spice, because it was cool that she kind of had a duet with this guy.
Oh.
They're harmonizing and then giving him the ad-libs at the end. That was neat.
That's a good get.
I like that a lot.
I love that.
We have Merchant Spice of the
Always
week.
Have Merchant Spice.
Of course we do. We have to.
Why would we not have Merchant Spice?
We have to have Merchant Spice of the week. Let's see.
Is it a signed t-shirt from Manchester Hard Rock Cafe?
It is not. I'm sorry. It is the Portugal version of the single.
What?
The CD single from Portugal, because it went number one in Portugal.
It did.
It is a Portugal 3-track promo CD.
What other songs are on there?
It is actually just this song, but it has the...
You said 3 tracks,
well,
dog!
Well, it is 3 tracks. It's this song, though, because it has...
With the radio edit?
It has the radio. It has the Carolina Boogeyman Club Mix radio edit. Mm. And the Carolina The Lawsy Remix. And I listened to both of them.
Remixes are so rarely good.
I agree with you. The Boogeyman Club Mix actually had a good beat. It was basically the same song, just an extra beat in the background.
Yeah.
The Lawsy Remix, I wasn't a huge fan. It's very EDM. There's not like a single word of the song, or I guess there's one word. She doesn't start singing the song. It's like a minute and a half into the thing.
Which version do you think Mel C would like the most, though? Because as a DJ...
I know. If you're trying to get people bumping out on the floor, you're probably playing the Lawsy Remix. It's got a good beat. It's like, well, actually, they both had a good beat. But the Lawsy one was definitely built for like dancing, too. So anyway.
Mel C would like that one.
She would. Our Portugal CD, 3-track. How much do you think?
He always holds up the phone to show me the eBay listing.
I have to show
that
you.
He's not...
This is coming from the UK.
It's coming from the UK. It's okay. It's a single CD, so it's a single. So I've purchased singles before. Usually they're about $11 with UK. I'm going to say this one is $14.99 is what I would put that at. I'm not gonna spend that much on it. Mm-hmm. I won't.
That would barely get you the shipping.
No, well, shipping.
Well, all right,
shipping
we'll take the shipping out then. It's $44.
Holy guac!
Plus shipping.
I can't.
$14.93 shipping to get it over here to these United States.
Okay.
So cool. It is not a cheap Merchant Great. Spice cool. of the week.
Right.
But that
Fantastic.
Is our Merchant Spice of the week.
Great. Cool. Right.
Quote of the week, though.
I'm not buying that for your... No. Any of that.
That's fine. I appreciate it, though.
Yeah.
Which book do you want?
You know what? Let's go OG.
Oh, OG.
Let's go early spice.
Girl power.
Early spice.
Oh, it flipped right up into Mel C.
Oh, that's a lot of Mel C. God. How old is Mel C in that photo?
She looks like a
it's
child.
So creepy. I
she
can't.
Looks like
I
a
can't,
baby.
Man. I
At
can't.
This point, after watching 2012
yeah.
to, or even 07 to 2012.
We need to rewatch Spice World
yeah.
soon.
They look
just
so
to
young.
Make ourselves feel God. Like they're we're not so being young. That.
They look like.
We've covered so many songs there,
they,
girls.
They look like
just
children.
Just so you know.
They look like children. Anyway, let's see. The first time I won a prize, I always won gymnastic prizes because I always used to give it loads in the dance bits. I'm really shy and quiet, especially if you don't know me, but when it comes to performing, I find it a lot easier. That's an interesting quote of the week. She's one of them extroverted introverts.
Makes sense.
That's how I am when I meet somebody. I've actually people like, why are you so quiet? Well, once you get to know me, I won't be, but
yeah.
When you first get to know me, I'm quiet. Anyway.
Play D&D with Brent. He's not so quiet.
Exactly. I know. We have D&D this week. I'm excited.
Oh, man.
But before we get D&D, check out Nikolai Ganell's books on
he
Amazon.
Keeps writing. Stop writing so much.
I always forget. It's either 8 or 9 at this point.
Oh, he gets
point.
Paid
a lot
for
of
that, though, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's how he's making his living at this point. You can listen to Mike and Greg on Two Bandits Watching Bluey.
I do that.
Every Monday. You'll listen to Mike's solo album, Progress is Only Progress When Documented on SoundCloud.
No capitals.
That's right, because that's how Mike rolls.
And don't forget to like our videos.
That's right. Rate, review, subscribe.
Yeah, we don't ever say that. Good job. Thank you, Finn. Producer Finn, coming in clutch. We'll be back next week with whom?
I mean, it has to be Emma, doesn't it? Is there Jerry? Is there a Jerry?
There is still Jerry.
Let's do Jerry.
All right, cool. We'll be back with Jerry's next song next week. But until then.
Next. After week, we're going to have Jerry.
That's right.
That's right.
Now we're calling show.
That's right. Producer Finn, thank you, sir.
And my name is Producer Finn. And my dad, Brett. So, everybody from New York, good night.
I think that's it. We love and appreciate you all, and thank you very much.
Spice up your life, dogs.
Thank you, Finn.
You're welcome.
Best producer in the business. Maybe we should pay him.